Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today on this blessed day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick here for such a time as this. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we raise our joyful thanks, for only you deserve our praise. For the beauty of our each hour of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars and light. For our families, Father, and our friends, and all the love that each extends. Father, we cherish each gift you have given to us. May we be your instruments who share the joy that comes only from you. We ask you, Abba Father, to bless today's show, to protect this nation and the world from the evil one. Please place in your hedge of protection around our president. Give him wisdom that only comes from you. May he be surrounded by wise and godly counsel and yet have that gift of discernment to sift through all that passes over his desk. Forgive us, O God, for our sins and our shortcomings. May we grow yet closer to you during these times of trouble, and may we stay ever close to you when we are in peace. Bless today's show again and my guest. May our conversation be enlightening and filled with truth. Use CSE Talk Radio to be such a beacon of truth and encouragement and call to action. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. You know, we are in the downhill motion of an election, just 104 days away. One candidate is promising a Green New Deal and the promise of green energy. Can you see it? The cost, oh, come on, man, that's not a problem. Oh, but it is, and it will be. I guess I've been one of the attitude of show me, maybe because I'm from Missouri, but things just weren't adding up, even from the time I was in high school. Now I'm telling my age. You know, when you are being questioned, the first sign of a lie is that the person continues to change the story. So when I was in high school, we were told that there's a hole in the ozone and to stop using hairspray and spray deodorant. Global cooling is on the brink, and we're not going to be able to grow our crops as well as before. Then it became global warming. The earth is heating up. Stop driving your vehicle. Stop warming your homes. Keep that thermostat down, except in the winter. In the summer, then keep it up. Climate change is the existential threat now. The world will end in 10 years. That was 10 years later. The world is going to end in 12 years, and now I think we're down to 9 or 10. And, of course, you get my drift. All of this can be fixed for the low, low cost of trillions of dollars. And get rid of those farting cows. Today we have a guest from CO2 Coalition, Norman Rogers. He wrote, "Tell a big lie and keep repeating it. If you want to tell a big lie, a good vehicle is science, like a wolf hiding in sheep's clothing. Lies hide in lab coats worn by liars and with PhDs. We were gullible because science and scientists have a positive image. The positive image belongs to the science of the past before the entrepreneurial idea of inventing fake catastrophes to attract vast sums of government money. When a lie is backed by millions of government dollars, it is difficult for the truth to compete. The truth comes from scientists not corrupted by money and from small organizations dependent on private donations. The truth is, outgunned by government finance propaganda mills, the promoters of fake catastrophe depict themselves as disinterested idealists. The promoters of the truth are depicted as servants of evil industries or as mentally disturbed crackpots. I guess that would be me, a mentally disturbed crackpot. I never believed in it from the get-go. Norman Rogers is our guest. He's the founder of Rabbit Semiconductor Company, policy advisor to the Heartland Institute, which we are familiar with, and a member of the American Physical Union and the American Meteorological Society. Welcome to CSE Talk Radio, Norman. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm glad to be here. You stole most of my act.
Oh, no. Well, that should we go straight to commercial? You had a lot of article left yet. I've given you a lot to lean on there. But I think I told my age. You know where I'm coming from. You remember when they took the pretty decorations off the toilet paper, and they told you not to use hairspray and not to use spray deodorants, and we went on and on and on, and not that I don't think that we can do better with things, I do, but the stories just kept changing, and you know, I've got some family that are in law enforcement. And, you know, if you're going to question somebody and they keep changing their story, it's usually a lie.
I think I'm older than you. I go back to the population bomb and stuff even before that.
Well, somebody wise once told me, if it's crowded where you are, move. Oh, it's good to have you.
We have this pattern of repeated alarmist scientific predictions that never come true. The population bomb was in 1968, and things are going well. We were all supposed to have starved to death in a big famine in the 70s, but it never happened.
Mm. No, I didn't get a famine. You know, there's always some kind of threat, isn't there? And you know, just a little bit in your article here that I read out loud to the listeners, the money is what always made me suspect. Not when I was in high school. I didn't know anything about the politics going on then. But I when I started doing talk radio 20-some years ago, I realized that the scientists that were adamant about all this catastrophes were the ones getting government money. They were the ones getting paid to make the data say what the government wanted it to say.
Yeah, the best thing you can do if you want to get a lot of government money is predict a catastrophe. And who better to figure out how to solve the catastrophe than the people who predicted it, you know? So it's kind of a circular thing.
Except they've caused a lot of catastrophes that they have not fixed just yet, you know, like a national debt that we can't pay off.
Don't forget acid rain and nuclear.
Oh, yes. Yes, there was acid rain. I forgot about that one. And, you know, it does go on and on. You and I have lived a long time. but nothing ever happened.
Well, they spent a lot of money.
Oh, they did that.
I'm the author of a book called Dumb Energy. And it's all about wind and solar and how really dumb it is. I just want to get a plug-in for my book. It's on Amazon if anyone's interested.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I'm gonna tell them the title. Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy, Second Edition. So it's your second one?
It's my second edition. It's just correcting a few little things.
Oh, okay. Well, I hear music. I want to talk about that when you come back, because that is something that's being pushed at us constantly, are the wind turbines. I just took a trip, and we drove to Wyoming from Missouri. We saw a few wind turbines, and we saw a lot of vast land. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today's show is brought to you by the CO2 Coalition. Visit their website by going to co2coalition.org. And our guest today is Norman Rogers. And we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as common sense voices of integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today's show is brought to you by the CO2 Coalition, and we have with us Norman Rogers. And he wrote, it's a book, actually, Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy. We've been told that that's the way to go. Are you telling us that's not the way to go?
Yeah, it's not the way to go. The problem with wind and solar is that they're intermittent sources of energy. If the wind's not blowing, the sun's not shining, which happens every night, they don't produce any energy, so they always have to be 100% backed up. So when you build these big wind farms and solar farms, you're not getting rid of it. You're not replacing anything. You still have your coal plants, your gas plants, your hydroelectric plants. They still have to be sitting there to back up the wind and solar, which, you know, the wind solar fails every night. So the consequence is that you just add more capital investment without really replacing anything. And further, the only thing that wind or solar does is it saves some fuel in your fossil fuel plants. But, my God, the fuel is really cheap. Natural gas is costs around $15 per megawatt hour to generate electricity. Megawatt hour is a lot of electricity. So the trouble is that wind and solar, it actually costs $60, $70, $80 a megawatt hour to generate electricity. So what you're doing is you're substituting $80 a megawatt hour electricity for $15 an hour megawatt electricity. Makes absolutely no sense.
Well, and my understanding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, furthermore, it's all subsidized. If it weren't subsidized, it's subsidized and mandated. A lot of states have laws saying you got to have a certain percentage of the so-called renewable energy. So as a consequence, it would not exist if it weren't for these laws which have been put into place by special interests.
Well, people got paid to put them up. I'm sure you know that. And the solar panels, they get paid to put those up. Government gives them a little grants to do those upgrades and use their place for that. But it was my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, from others that I've talked to, that these wind turbines, obviously, they're made out of steel, and you have to have the steel, and to forge that steel, you have to have the coal. So they're not really doing away with anything, and then they, like you said, they have to have backup because they can't run all the time. The wind doesn't blow all the time. The sun doesn't shine all the time. And so really, just like you said, they're not really changing anything other than the look of the fields, where they're not really that pretty. They're awesome to see, but they're really not that pretty.
Well, the argument for them is that it reduces the use of the fossil fuel a little bit, and therefore will prevent some global warming. The problem with this is there's much better ways of, if you believe in global warming, which I don't, but there's much better ways of reducing carbon dioxide, and that way is really nuclear, because nuclear energy generates electricity with absolutely no carbon dioxide. And ironically, some of the biggest advocates of global warming have come around to saying, we don't want renewables, we want nuclear. And I refer to James Hansen, who's often a scientist who's often called the father of global warming alarmism, or Michael Schellenberger, another guy who's pretty well known and a big fan of global warming alarmism. They both say that fossil fuels are a grotesque joke. I mean, wind and solar is a grotesque joke. And the only way to go from their point of view is nuclear.
What's your opinion on nuclear? We hear a lot of controversy. Not so much anymore, but there used to be a lot of controversy on that.
Well, as far as being dangerous, it's not dangerous, okay? Everything is dangerous to some extent. You know, a plane right. can come down and crash on your house. But nuclear is quite safe. The main problem with nuclear in the U.S. is that through political action, it's been basically kind of outlawed. We still have 20% of our electricity coming from nuclear, but those are plants that were built 20, 30 years ago.
Right.
To build a
we have a huge nuclear plant close to here in Mid-Missouri. Mid-Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So a lot of countries are using nuclear, particularly countries where fossil fuels are more expensive, like South Korea or even China. But in the U.S. right now, nuclear, because it's been smothered by regulation and political hostility, it's not economical. And we have so much natural gas with the leaders in that field that we probably don't need it. But it's a good system. You know, I went to visit a coal plant one time, and every 3 days, a 100-long train of cars, a railroad cars, comes in and dumps coal. The same amount of electricity could be generated for a year with one truckload of nuclear fuel.
Amazing.
So,
amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I read here a while back, quite a while back, actually, where Europe went completely green, and they kind of got cold because they couldn't afford it. So.
Yeah, well, different countries are different things. France is pretty much nuclear, but Germany has been building the wind and solar, and it's their electricity, as a consequence, is very expensive. It's like 38 cents a kilowatt hour, whereas the average in the U.S. is more like 10 cents a kilowatt hour. And they have to have the backup plants. Ironically, they're building new coal plants because they're closing down the nuclear plants because they have an obsession in nuclear is, you know, bad, politically incorrect.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to have you talk a little bit more about your book and get into a little more detail and let you push that and tell people how they can get that. A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy and you call it dumb energy. So that... you can tell us where they can get their book and get your book, and let's talk just a little bit more in the details of the book.
Sure. you can get it on Dumb Energy. It's available as either a Kindle or a paperback. It's about $5 for the Kindle and $8 for the paperback. And I go into some, it's a sort of a technical book, but it's supposed to be accessible to the average educated reader. It goes into how much it costs to generate wind or solar electricity. You might think it's cheap because there's no fuel required, but there's a tremendous capital investment required. And so the consequence, generating wind or solar is quite expensive. And solar is only practical in the Southwest where you have a lot of sunshine. But even in really sunny places like Las Vegas or Yuma, Arizona, there's 50 or 60 cloudy days a year where the solar doesn't work at all. Mm-hmm. Wind works best in the Midwest because that's where it's windiest. But these things are basically frauds, really. And they're driven by the financial interests that build the plants and by propaganda. I don't know why our states fall for this. They should have experts advising them. It's not even questionable. It's very clear that these things are not economical, and they're not a good way to reduce carbon dioxide emissions if you care about that.
Yeah, and I really don't think that's an issue. Myself, I'm one of those deniers. I'm one of those credulous rubes, as they said there on CNN. But with that thought, it is about the money. When we stop and talk about why the states bought into it, because they got federal money, and why does the federal push it so hard, particularly the left? Why do they continue to push that? And there are many on the right. I know you don't want to get into politics necessarily, but they're all pushing this existential threat of climate change, and I don't buy an ounce of it. I just don't buy it at all, and I think it's all about controlling the people and mandating and regulations and that kind of thing and to take the land and the industry.
Well, I spent about 10 years studying climate change. I finally got tired of it because it's so darn technical that it's hard to explain. And it's hard to stand up against these so-called scientists. instead, I switched over to wind and solar energy. Yeah, the whole climate change idea is built on computer models. They have these computer models of the climate of the Earth. The computer models are not very good. They simulate a climate that doesn't really resemble the real climate of the Earth, and their predictions are all over the place. Some that very very big error bars on their predictions. But it has been taken up enthusiastically by a lot of scientists in the climate science area because it's a bonanza for them. It brings in a tremendous amount of money. And
it does.
It makes it. Yeah. Before they had this, the climate science was like an obscure academic corner. No one paid much attention to it. They didn't get much money. Once they hit on this idea of predicting a climate catastrophe, they're rolling in money. They're flying around.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of money to be had in it somehow, some way. I hear the music. We're heading into a break. We're visiting today with Norman Rogers of the CO2 Coalition, and we're talking about solar energy and the Green New Deal. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Norman Rogers. He's with the CO2 Coalition, and he also does some work with the Heartland Institute, which we're very familiar with. Norman, when we were doing some corresponding back and forth, one of the other CO2 folks had said we would talk about the new Green New Disaster. And as the weeks have been going past here, we've heard more and more from the Biden camp that they're going to push this Green New Deal and they're going to get this nation all, you know, minus CO2. There'll be no CO2, which means there'll be no life because every life form, everything has carbon in it. But it's going to be a disaster for sure. And I'm assuming that they were kind of quoting something that you had written when they said the Green New Disaster.
Well, it's the armies of ignorance, really. I mean, there's no sense to it whatsoever. Even the true believers, the most qualified true believers in global warming don't even subscribe to the renewable energy Green New Deal. It's just nonsense.
Oh, it is. Unfortunately, it goes on and on.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people bought into it, particularly in the media. And, what can you do? It'll never get very far. They're not going to actually power the company by the country by windmills. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. It's impossible in any reasonable way. So it's just going to be a kind of a phony baloney thing where they build some wind farms and solar farms and tout
spend a lot of money.
They are, but yeah, and it'll provide a lot of money to interested parties, the people who construct them, the people in the environmental organizations. The environmental organizations are always have to have a disaster of the month of the year to push because that's how they get attention and that's how they get money. That's how they get numbers.
It is. You know. Yeah. They attack a lot of things in the Green New Deal, and I've encouraged my listeners to read it because it's only 14 pages. And I think for their benefit here in the next few weeks, we're actually going to do an audio of the Green New Deal so people don't have to read it. We'll just read it to them, and they could see what exactly it says. But so many of the things in there attack agriculture as well, which is, you know, I'm in rural America, so that's something that's very near and dear to my heart. And it's all about, of course, you know, AOC's a socialist, and she wants to go everything government and take independent ownership away. And the Green New Deal is go ahead, sir.
It's the watermelon, right? The green on the outside and red on the inside.
That is a good one. I like that very well. I'm going to write that one down. I'm going to steal that one from you if that's okay. It's like a watermelon. That's good.
Someone else.
That's good. You know, it does bother. Go ahead.
It's hard to exaggerate how ignorant this is, you know, and how anti-science it is, and how untrustworthy the science establishment has become. Unfortunately, they have become very political, and they're very much supporting each other.
I guess the funding depends on it. So
yeah, the funding
kind
depends
of trapped
on
in
their,
that now.
They're credible. Well, they also have gone out on a limb, you know, but they keep revising their predictions. And usually, what happens is after a big disaster is predicted, after say 5 or 10 years, people get bored with it and they declare it solved. That's what happened to acid rain. They made a lot of all the coal for the coal plants had to come from Wyoming, which is great for Wyoming because it's low sulfur coal. And then they declared it solved, but they didn't really. It wasn't a problem in the first place, but they didn't really reduce acid rain by that much or sulfur emissions by that much.
And
so,
you know, it's just been about. It's been about 4 or 5 years ago that Missouri had to close, and it was the last smelting plant in the United States because of all the EPA mandates and regulations. They just couldn't afford them anymore. They'd had to just completely build new, and so they just folded it up. And that was like 200 and some jobs down in, I think it was Herculaneum, Missouri. You know, it took a lot of people out of work. But they don't seem to care about that. That doesn't seem to matter.
They don't really. These guys don't really work, right? They do propaganda. That's their work.
It's a lie that has grown so big, and it's almost like the emperor with no clothes. Everybody has to believe in it, and finally, this little kid comes and says, "Hey, well, he's naked." You know, we need those children. But the thing that I get bothered by is the children. The youth of America have been sold this bill of goods, and they believe there's no hope. People like Greta, she's not an American citizen, but this is worldwide, and they have bought into this, and they don't see any hope for their future. They're not planning their futures because they think it's the world is going to end, all these little chicken littles running around that the sky is falling. Chicken little believe the sky was falling. These youngsters believe it because that's what they've been told. And it just breaks my heart that these kids aren't allowed to be children, and they have been given this doom and gloom climate change hoax as a reality. And here they are, with no hope for the future.
I'm not sure that a lot of people take it that seriously. you know, obviously the education system is a big disaster, particularly in the universities.
Well, I've seen, you know, young women and men that claim they're not going to have children because they don't want to add to the devastation of the climate. And that's a minority, you know. It's definitely not everyone. But there's enough that are buying into this. It bothers me that they're okay with telling these lies and upsetting people's worlds that aren't maybe... They're not stable. They don't have stable homes, maybe, but that's why they buy into all this stuff. But it's a lie that's just gone on too long. It's cost too much, in my
opinion. Yeah, well, you know, I think one ray of light is Trump. Trump is rejecting a lot of this stuff. And personally, I'm praying that he gets reelected. Because
I am too. Well, I have other opinions about that too. I think they've got something up their sleeve, but you know it's. I agree with you. I think Trump's the only one that's even fighting this stuff. Yeah, I mean we even see other Republicans that are, you know, they're just aghast, you know, because climate change, you have to believe it. I don't have to believe it. The emperor didn't have any clothes on; he was naked. And I don't have to believe in climate change. But I had to kind of chuckle, Norman, the other day. I saw somebody on social media, and they were going to go with the third party. And I'm just kind of laughing. I know he's in the Republican Party, but Trump really is the third party.
Yeah.
Because he's gone against all the establishment.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's. The more he's in office, the more he does, the more impressed I am by him.
I wasn't a big Trump fan to begin with, but...
Yeah, me neither. Mm-hmm. But he's doing a hell of a job.
I think he is too, sir. I think he is too. And I think you guys, you know, I really look up to all of you there at the Heartland Institute and the CO2 Coalition because I believe you're really some of those few institutions and foundations that are actually trying to get the truth out to the American people. And they've been... We've been being sold a bill of goods for so long. Like I said, it goes back to, and you know, the acid rain, the hole in the ozone, and the global cooling, and then it's the global warming, and now they can't decide, so they're just going to call it climate change. We've been sold a bill of goods, not only in that realm, but in a lot of other things. That it's kind of neat to have somebody, even though he can be pretty crass, it's kind of neat to have somebody like President Donald Trump. Just tells it like it is, and he doesn't care who gets upset by it. Kind of like old hickory stick. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're headed into a break, and today's show is being brought to you by CO2 Coalition, and Norman Rogers is our guest, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Don't miss Jason Chaffetz, former congressman and Fox News Channel contributor, when he brings his wit, wisdom, and compelling message for life to Columbia for the Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event on Tuesday, July 21st at the Holiday Inn Expo Center in Columbia, Missouri. Chaffetz rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Chaffetz shares his passion for the value of life, just like Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Reserve your seat today for Vitae's dinner event on July 21st by going to adsforlife.org. The dinner will begin at 7 p.m. There will be social distancing guidelines and precautions taken for your safety. That's Jason Chaffetz on July 21st in Columbia, Missouri. Register today at adsforlife.org. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. Happy return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Norman Rogers, and we're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, Norman, and it goes a lot. It goes very quick when you're having fun with friends. I want to get back to what you do there with the CO2 Coalition and the Heartland Institute and getting the truth out to the American people. We don't hear it many other places, not even the so-called conservative talk shows on TV at night or during the day. They always want to kind of skip over the climate change, or they join the climate change group believers. But I don't do that here on CSC Talk Radio because I'm not going to feed that to my people. I'm going to tell them what I believe and try to bring them the truth. And I have been very impressed with CO2 Coalition and what they have promoted and how they have gathered all you folks in there that know a little bit about science, know a little bit about putting data together and coming up with the right data. I had Patrick Michaels on, Norman, and he was telling me that... He was telling me that Russia, going back to Russia now, that they have a better way of keeping track of this data than even the U.S. does. And we got kind of a chuckle out of that. But it's so important that the people have the truth. And then they can make their own minds up. I think if you give the people the truth, they can make their own decisions. And I thank you for what you're doing. I truly do.
Well, I feel like I'm pushing a boulder up the hill a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of tough.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, yeah. The kind of voices in the wilderness type situation. But I think the Harlan and the CO2 Coalition are at least providing an alternative. Fortunately, you know, I don't think the man in the street really believes in climate change. Not in my experience. The people who believe in it seem to be kind of dissatisfied, the elites, you know. A lot of college professors, a lot of people who, for whatever reason, are not happy with things the way they are, and they're looking for something that will cause a big change. So they figure climate change is a club they can use to beat people over the head and change the country the way they would like to see it be. Of course, if you really believe all their solutions for climate change, it involves the government taking over pretty much everything. And maybe that's what they want.
Well, it is what they want.
Yeah.
You know, they don't like independent farmers and ranchers. They prefer that some big industry handle all of that. We talk about that some on CSC Talk Radio. We talk about how the markets are fixed against the farmers and ranchers in so many, many ways. People don't understand that unless they live in that area and actually have to use that for a living. then they might understand a little bit more about how things are manipulated in the markets. I don't think
food comes from the grocery store, right?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, they always blame the farmer when bread goes up, but when wheat goes down, the bread doesn't go down, but the farmer doesn't get paid as much. So it's not the farmer, it's the middle guy. And it's hard to understand that unless you've just lived it. You know, I was a little kid, grew up in the Kansas City area, moved to the country, married a farmer, and then he turned construction worker, and we raised a pile of kids. We raised five sons, and let me tell you, they can put away the bread and the potatoes and the gravy and the meat, that's for sure. And but we love rural America. I love all of America. I have a love for the people, and I really think that it's still the greatest nation ever. Right now, we're in a bad way, though, sir. We are in a bad way, and I think a lot of it is what you said. They're unhappy. Some of these elites are unhappy. They just have these crises to follow around and get paid for. And but I do appreciate.
Well, you wonder if it's just plain boredom. You know, people maybe. Want some excitement in their life, so they latch on to climate change or whatever.
Well, I think that has to do with the rioting. I think some of that is boredom. I think some of them in there don't know what the heck they're doing, and others do. Others have an agenda, and you know, people are sheep. We follow pretty easily sometimes, unless you're like me and you're a rebel and you don't follow.
You know, I started off in the... I always smelled a rat with the climate change, but back in 2005, I started studying pretty hard in a serious scientific way. Mm-hmm. And it gradually dawned on me that there's a lot of crap there. I mean, it's just not good science. A lot of bad science comes from computer models, not just in climate change, but in all kinds of areas.
Well,
you can mess around with a computer model to get the results you want.
Data in. Just whatever kind of data. You know, they say that about accountants. A good accountant knows how to push that pencil. Which direction to push that pencil, what to do with it. And, I think it's just something that we do have to keep an eye on. And a lot of people don't buy it, but they're afraid to talk up against it because just like in one of your articles you said, they'll lose their job. They'll be ostracized, you know. And
they
might call us credulous rubes.
I like Range Magazine, by the way, one of your advertisers. I've actually
Amen. CJ is the greatest. She's just the greatest. If you ever had a chance to visit with CJ, she's the owner of that, and she's just the greatest. I promote her, and she promotes me. We kind of have a mutual agreement there. But Range Magazine is a great magazine, and I suggest all my listeners get that. That's kind of a funny story because I called CO2 Coalition. I was visiting with them, and I said, you know what? You guys really need to read Range Magazine. And he started chuckling. He said, well, actually, we've got an article right here. He had a stack of Range Magazines because one of you all had written an article in CJ's magazine. And so it's a small world. It is a small world.
Yeah, I wrote one. Will Happer, who's a physicist, retired from Princeton, and he's founder of the CO2 Coalition. He wrote an article in Range too.
And I believe it was a Stevens also that had written one. So she does a great job. Absolutely does a great job. We're just about out of time here, Norman. I want to thank you again for being with us and put a little plug in for your book real quick. One more time.
Sure. Dumb Energy on Amazon. You can read the truth about wind and solar. And the truth is it's no good.
And the truth is the Kindle, you said it's available on Kindle for $5 and paperback is $8. So that's pretty cheap. That's pretty cheap learning. Appreciate all that you do and the education and the data and putting it all together. I know it takes time, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with me today on the show and promoting truth so that the people can make up their own minds.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, God bless you. Appreciate you. Have a great day. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and CO2 Coalition brought the show to you today, and we're so proud to be a part of them with Norman Rogers and so many others that we've had from them each month. Truth. Truth is it's the only thing that will, you know what I'm going to say. We have to work together, and only truth will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.